As I mentioned earlier, you've got to vote on Tuesday. We gave you some recommendations, and I want to highly encourage you, if you're in her district, to vote for Kathy Bond, who is really, in my opinion, she's got the most conservative record on the Wichita School Board. She is up for re-election. She's got a difficult primary, and we want to encourage all of the folks in the Wichita School District who live in her district to vote for Kathy to help reelect her, push her through the primary onto the general. We get her to the general, I think she'll be okay, but we got to get her through this primary, and she joins us now. Kathy, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hi, John. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. My wife and I, we're West Siders like you. We drive around, we do some little shopping. I've seen your signs, so I know you've been out door knocking. Yes. I know you and Gary have been out door knocking. Gary, I mean, by the way, for folks who don't know, Kathy and Gary knocked on doors for me for my first run for the House. So I know these two are hard workers, but I know you've been out door knocking. What have you been hearing for folks when you've been at the doors?
Well, a lot of them are not answering their doors. That's what I am finding. Yeah. I am thinking through this primary campaigning, believe it or not, I think is changing a little bit. You've got a lot of these millennials and these younger kids. They don't want to answer the door. Just send me a text or give me a mailer or something.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. You know, Marlena and I have been out door knocking for AFP, you know, to help educate voters on the Supreme Court. And I would say there's, you know, the phrase that, you know, people use, take rate, that's the number of people that actually answer the door. I would say, you know, I think they want to get about a 20%. And I would say that's about accurate. 20% of the folks that answer the door.
I agree.
And and that's probably down from when I ran for office. I would get a lot more. Probably got closer to 40 or 50% as the candidate. Right. But then I was only doing Republican doors. So.
That's true. And well, that's all we're doing too. My team, we're not even doing unaffiliated. We're just doing Republicans. And not that the unaffiliates aren't important.
No, but it's a primary. Important. So.
But it is a primary. Right. And I'll tell you what, I've never run a primary, and this is really a lot different than the general. So, but I got a mailer out. People are calling me saying, hey, I got your mailer. I got to tell you, I had this really sweet lady that called, and she said, well, somebody just put your yard in my sign, and it's okay. I mean, your sign in my yard, and it's okay. I told them they could, but your signs, and then she paused, and she said, are so professional. The other signs look like they're for garage sales. So, I mean, I just thought that just made my night when she called and told me that. So I was blessed by that.
Well, it's been, this has been an interesting primary, and I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to some of the interviews that I've done, and not only with the, I did not have any one of your opponents come on. Now, granted, all of your opponents are Democrats, and so they wouldn't probably come on, but it has been interesting because pretty much every opponent across the board supported things like the bond. And it's, don't get me wrong, I could see it some point because school bonds are really the only way to fund the schools is through bonds, but the timing has just been so bad. It seems like asking for another one less than a year after the one that failed. And when there are some other questions, like you got the questionable grades that were changed. You've got, the superintendent just got two pay raises. You've got other issues. Your school career or college career readiness scores are not improving at all. And then to come back and ask for another $500 million just seems bad timing. Actually, it just seems tone deaf. And none of the other candidates said that other than you.
Well, we all know where I stand on the bond issue, and there's no question I am still not for a bond issue because, like you said, it's the timing. And I am consistent with that from a year and a half ago when this whole thing began. I continued to say throughout the year, it's not the right time. It's not the right time. And I think that until we can see a substantial growth in our grades where our third graders can proficiently read, until we can see that the community then says, okay, we see the grades up, we're okay with a bond issue, I will continue to vote no for it until I see those things happen.
And I think that's a fair way to look at it. You know, people want to reward excellence. They want to reward performance. And I think to ask for reward when you haven't earned it is arrogant. It's presumptive. And
well, but I do want to say that, no, we are not a perfect school district.
No, nobody's perfect. We're all children of, you know, we're all, no one is perfect.
No, and there are good things with USD 259. Yes. I don't want to have a bash session with you about 259 because 259 consists of children and their families. And one of the things that I'm really focusing on this next term, if I should be reelected, is getting the families involved and entrenched in their children's school building. We've got these pilot program going on with community schools, and there's about six schools that have been named, and I am thrilled for these. And when I, you know, into the fall or into the next year, I'm going to have these groups, kind of like our city council has DABs. I'm going to create something like that for District 5 for our school district. And I'm going to have volunteers that are going to go to the schools in District 5 and see what we can do to get their PTAs really good and grounded to where you've got people that are really entrenched and involved in the education of those kids. If people want to complain, then doggone it, I'm going to sign you up and I'm going to put you to work.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, I remember, you know, my wife and I were fairly involved when our daughter was going to Heights High School. I mean, we, you know, we went to the swim meets because she was swimming. So we'd go to the swim meets. Yeah. I mean, I took her to school every morning up there at Heights, and I made that drive every day. And so we were fairly involved back then. So
I've got a team already in place that said, yes, I want to do this. Yes, I want to do this. And I was meeting monthly for about 5 months at the beginning of this year. Every month we would get together and talk about it. It was the OK Elementary constituents. And, you know, and I'm still going to see what I cannot do to keep that school open. That's important. And, you know, if we get a really good, strong family involvement in these buildings, I think you're going to see our grades change. Our teachers are great. You know, a teacher can do so much. And now we're going to be talking about cell phones tomorrow night because one of the board members wants to pull that in the consent items. And I'm all for it because we're in a pilot program right now of from bell to lunch, no phones, and then from after lunch to bell, no phones, except when they're in passing period. You know, John, call me a stick in the mud, but I just believe no phones at all.
Yeah, I think most people would agree. I don't see what passing period is. What, a minute, 2 minutes?
I think it's 3 to 5.
What is so urgent that you... I mean, I actually like what some of these other districts have done, which is those pouches that they put them in and you put it in there and it's bell to bell, basically. And the morning,
you know that's
what I think you should do.
There are at least 18 states in our country that have banned phones for the whole state, and there can be no phones in their schools at all.
Yeah,
Texas was just the most recent one that banned them.
I think that's the way you should go, is bell to bell. With the beginning of the day, you have those little pouches that they put them in, and you can unlock them at the end of the day. There's nothing that urgent. And if there is, then the parent can call the front office, and the front office can go to find the student and reach you that way.
I have learned that I'm not going to please everybody. So there are going to be some parents that are going to be in disagreement with me when I say that. And that's okay. I appreciate that they can be honest with me. But let's think about what's best for the student. And, you know, the phones are a distraction to the students in the classroom, a distraction to the teacher, and a distraction to the student who's using it. And I hope that we will have some very healthy dialogue tomorrow night at the board table about this issue here, and see if we cannot get a policy in place before the school year starts instead of using the policy that we have right now. So that's my hope for tomorrow night.
Well, and one thing I was glad you said, I'm glad this is getting pulled from consent. I think there are too many, both at the board and the city council level and as well. Too many items get passed on the consent agenda. Things like this should be openly discussed. They should be available for conference, feedback from the public, where you have an open dialogue. There's way too many things that get passed on consent agendas at the city council level, at the county commission, and on the school board. I'm glad that it's being pulled and giving you guys an opportunity to have an open dialogue on it. So frankly, I think you should do that more often. I would encourage you guys to pull things off of consent and have dialogue.
And we do have dialogue at our workshop, which is the agenda review. And we do talk about the consent items there. And that's where last Friday, one of my colleagues said, hey, I think I want to pull this. And I said, you know, I'm in favor of that, too. I would like to have an open dialogue because all of our board members weren't there so that we could talk about this and see. That's what it's all about is you dialogue, you come to an agreement, and then you pass it, and then you move on. I don't want any of our people with 259 students and parents to be confused. You can't start a school year with a policy and then 1 month in say, oh, we're going to change the policy. Let's just do it before the school year starts, have consistency so nobody's confused, and we'll just have a great school year.
Well, Kathy, I wish you all the best on Tuesday. You've still got tomorrow, so I tell folks, get out there, you know, if they I'm sure you're going to be doing sine waves or phone calls or something. So, and I'm sure there's still a day to go door knocking. So,
let me tell you, John, I'm at peace. I am so at peace I can't say if I'm going to make it through the primary or not. I never take anything for granted, but I am at peace no matter what happens because I know it's the will of God.
Yep. Well, I wish you all the best. I would vote for you if I lived in your house, in your school board district. You'd have our vote. Unfortunately, we don't live in your district, but trust me, if I could, I'd put your yard sign out and vote for you. But I wish you all the best.
Are you there?
If folks have questions for you, if they are interested in supporting you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you, Kathy?
KathyBond2025@gmail.com.
Kathy, I appreciate you.
They can come to the board meeting tomorrow night at AMAC at 6 o'clock.
They could do that as well, and then and then vote for you on Tuesday, and hopefully we will see you either at the Guy Benson dinner Tuesday night or next Sunday.
Yes,
come
will.
On down to our live broadcast. Yep. We can celebrate.
You will see me. You will see me Tuesday night. I can't think of a better place to be, no matter what happens, with a group full of like-minded people.
Good. Well, and I hope you'll come join us next Sunday at for our live broadcast with Mark Levin and Ron Estes as well. We'd love to have you there.
Be happy to. John, thank you again for having me on the show.